sets a table before us in the midst of our enemies.
Thank you, Lord.
If there was anything that you feared when you walked into this place this morning, just imagine it. It's outside now. It's outside this room. There is nothing for you to fear. There is nothing for you to worry about. Anything that was trying to weigh you down, imagine right now it's still outside and the table is set before us here this morning.
Praise God. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the table's set before you this morning. Jesus is asking, will you come in and sit with me? And I ask that this morning because a lot of us feel we're unworthy. We're trying to make something happen in our own strength. But he's prepared the way. He's prepared the table. And he's just asking now, will you come and sit with me? Will you come and sit with me? And we're just going to offer up now in this house, if he's moving you to bring a word to the house, then I'm going to ask you to come now and bring that into this house. Because this is the food that God's promised us. Food of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, if you will eat of my body and drink of my blood, you'll never thirst. You'll never, ever go hungry again. And just come now if you have a word.
This book is a good news story, and it's full of good news stories. But they don't always look like good news stories. When the Egyptians were there at the Red Sea, Moses was there with the Israelites, and the Egyptians were behind him and the seas before him, it didn't look like a good news story. But God came and turned it into a good news story. When Daniel was in the lion's den, it didn't look like a good news story. But God came through with a good news story. He made it a good news story. When Jairus' daughter died, it didn't look like a good news story. But God made it into a good news story. And all of us have something in our lives that we're going through that doesn't look like a good news story. We might be unwell. We might have broken relationships. Our kids may go on crazy. The bills might be way over our head and insurmountable. But God can turn that into a good news story. God will turn it into a good news story. We sang the song, He never stops working. Never, never, never stops working. And it's true. And whatever your situation is, if you will come to Him, put it before Him, He will turn it into a good news story. He promises it.
Years ago, I've off and on battled with depression, and God has healed me and helped me. And one, I had this image and a vision of a well, and the sides of this well were completely smooth, and I was standing right in the bottom of it, and I couldn't climb out. And at that time, I could see the hand of God, Jesus, reaching down to grab my hand and pull me up. But today, I got that same picture, but it was a bit different. Because it wasn't one hand of Jesus reaching down to pull, but that's not me in the well anymore, thank God. It's multiple hands of you, all of you, the body of Christ, reaching down into that well to pull out the person who's in it. And that's what we are. That's what we are. That's what the body of Christ is. So if you're in the well and you're here, you're in the right place. So we're here to reach down like this and help you up.
The Is there anyone else whose heart's being stirred to bring a word in this house?
I don't know what the word is. I just know the Lord's saying, don't wait till you think you're ready. Just come, because I have prepared you. You're my child, and as my child, I am your father, and there's nothing that I cannot do. So just come as you are. Don't wait till you think you're ready, because I am with you, says the Lord.
Thank you, gorgeous. I'm just going to ask if you would just stand with us again now. We're just going to do this song again. As I say, the table's been prepared. Jesus has